right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Bible News Radio. I am your sweet and lovable host, Stacy Lynn, and I'm glad that you have joined me today. Today, what I want to do is I want to just open up with a quick announcement here, and I want to let you know that September 1st will be the last Bible News Radio podcast that we will be producing. I have come to the decision after actually a couple of years of wrestling with this decision and praying about it. I have come to the decision. It was a hard decision, but it's the right decision for me at this point in time to end this show. And it's bittersweet for me because it's been 20 years that I have sat behind a microphone and I have interviewed guests. I have taken on the gay agenda. I've exposed evil. I have done a ton of stuff. I've grown a lot. I've learned a lot in the last 20 years. But I think the season now for me is to retire Bible News Radio. And there are a lot of contributing factors. I know some of you might be surprised by this news, which I'm not really surprised why you would be, but I will tell you that there are a few contributing factors to it. You know, over the last couple of years, I've really felt the Lord pull my heart back towards the counseling ministry. However, I cannot call it counseling. It's coaching, actually, the coaching ministry. I'm no longer a therapist. Even though I am a trained therapist, I do not practice therapy, and I do not counsel people. I am a certified coach, Christian coach. I'm a board-certified mental health coach, and I have another certification that I'll be finishing up within a few weeks, which will make my title really long and kind of silly, actually, because it's so long. But bottom line is, I will be a certified Christian coach, okay? And my heart has been turned in that direction for so many years and in so many ways. And I really lost a passion to do the work that I've been doing for 20 years. I mean, you know, I've exposed the evil. You know, it's gotten worse and worse. Nothing has changed. It's just gotten worse and worse. I think most people are still asleep. I don't think most people really want to make a difference. And I really don't think that there's a whole lot of hope for America. Which sounds horrible, doesn't it? How can you say that? Well, because I've been sitting behind a microphone for 20 years, and I've been talking about it for 20 years, and there's very little change that's happened for the good. There's been very little change. And here's the other thing. The Lord has allowed the doors to be shut for this ministry. We were banned on YouTube. When I asked for support and I asked for help to rebuild this ministry because I've incurred extra expense, I really didn't get any. I have the same donors that I've had for a number of years, and that half a dozen people has been faithful to help underwrite the current mobile app that we have for Heart Tug, and we get in just enough money to cover that app. And so for that reason too, it's like, okay, so I have to look at what God's doing, and my heart has been turned away from continuing to speak out and expose what's going on, and it's really been turned back more towards wanting to minister to people one-on-one in a coaching setting, in a coaching environment where I can get the feedback from the person I'm working with. And I can encourage them in their faith. And if they don't have a faith, maybe encourage them to find faith, right? Because at the core of what I do, it's to offer that hope. It's offer, you know, hope in Christ because he's the only answer. And so I just want you to know that that September 1st, we will be retiring Bible News Radio because of these reasons. And because I do think that this season for me is over with the show. Now, what this doesn't mean is that I'm going away. I'm not going away. If you still want to listen to me on a podcast, you will be more than welcome to join me on my brand new podcast. And that podcast will be geared towards coaching and helping people with the felt needs that are going on and offering, you know, hopefully something new and something that will be beneficial to help them grow spiritually as well as get unstuck, right? Because if you know me, you know I'm all about moving forward and getting unstuck. And, you know, some of you might not know the difference between a therapist and a coach. The quick answer to that is a therapist is somebody who looks backwards. They look at their past. They dig through all this stuff in order to help them figure out why they do what they do. And it's usually a generally long process. A coach is somebody that helps people set a goal and move forward so that they can move forward and get unstuck and go forward. And so that's what I'm about. I'm about helping people get unstuck and move forward. And I'm excited about it. I really am excited about it because, you know, I look at what the Lord has done in my life in the last 20 years through this show and the various paths of expertise he's given me during this show. And I am a totally different person than I was 20 years ago. And because of that, I think that God's given me a lot more wisdom to be able to help people and minister to them, you know. And so I'm excited. And so I hope that those of you who are feeling bummed right now, you're like, oh man, Bible News Radio is ending. I can't believe it. You know, don't be sad. Be happy. Be happy that the Lord has called me to minister more directly with people. And, you know, of course, be sad if you want me. You can send me a letter and tell me how great I am if you'd prefer. You can write something like, Dear Stacy, I'm going to miss you so much. You are the best podcast I ever listened to in my whole entire life. Your sense of humor has brightened my days, especially when they were rainy days. And just the way you address topics of difficultness and that are tough with a tender touch, that just has changed my life forever. I love you with all of my heart. And then sign your name. There you go, okay? All right. Yeah, I know. I've been accused of, well, how can you be so serious? Well, you know, look, you know, it's hard, right? It's hard to look at tough topics all the time with a light touch. But I will tell you, I want to give you a couple statistics, and I'm going to pull up a PowerPoint here. I was recently in a meeting, and I want to read you some statistics, and I think that this might give you a little bit of an insight of some stuff I'm aware of that maybe you're not. So let me read you some stuff. Okay, so I was recently in a webinar that was produced by the American Association of Christian Counselors, and the webinar was on suicide, and it was talking about the prevalence of suicide and gave statistics about it. And, you know, here's just a few points from that webinar I wanted to share with you. So, first of all, there is an epidemic of loneliness since the pandemic that we all went through. 1 in 4 people said that they have no one with whom they can discuss deeply personal issues. No one. Think about that, okay, just for a minute. 25% of people don't have anybody that they feel that they can discuss anything deep with. Okay. 36% report feeling lonely frequently or almost all of the time. And I actually wrote about that in my book, Pickleball Faith. 61% of young people between 18 and 25 and 51% of mothers with young children report extreme degrees of loneliness. And a majority have reported an increase in loneliness since the pandemic. So part of what I'm hoping to do with our new show is create a place where people can feel more connected. Because when you're isolated, you don't feel connected. And when you're isolated, it's harder to face things alone. That's why going to church is important. That's why being in fellowship is important. And all that. Also, according to statistics, in 2020, 45,979 people died by suicide. Think about that. Almost 46,000 people committed suicide in 2020. 46,000 people, almost, just shy of that. There were 1.2 million documented attempts of suicide. Okay, these are the people that we know attempted. There were 3.5 million people that made a plan, but they didn't attempt suicide. So 3.5 million people made a plan, and 12.3 million people seriously thought about it. Now, let me ask you something. If you have a heart like I do, where you've been trained to help people, and you're sitting behind a microphone constantly talking about the same stuff that everybody else is talking about regarding what's going on horrible in the culture, and you see these statistics, is your heart not moved to want to help these people? My heart is moved towards wanting to help these people. 12 million people seriously thinking about suicide is no small number. And, you know, it's a serious thing. And I just feel like I need to be out there, right? So, and here's the thing. As part of my heart with Heart Tug is that because I'm now partnered with the American Association of Christian Counselors, and I am a board certified mental health coach, and I'm going to get a certification in, I'm also a life coach, but it's a Christian coach. I forgot my title. It's like got five words in it, and I'll mention it later, whatever it's called. But basically it's a advanced certification for being a Christian life coach that I will be. I want to put the talents and skills that God gave me into use so that people can be encouraged, because I want to be a disciple maker, you know? I don't want to be a trumpet blower anymore, and I don't think that's what God's called me to be at this point in my life. I want to be a disciple maker. I want to build people up. I want to give them hope and encouragement. And I hope that you will join me in furthering that mission with Heart Tug, right? I understand. I just want to say something. I understand that everybody's finances are tight. Some are tighter than others. And I also understand that sometimes it's hard to give to a nonprofit if you don't really know what they're doing. And I know, frankly, that sometimes people don't want to give to a nonprofit if all we're doing is just exposing evil and we're griping and complaining about the world and everything. Well, who wants to just give to that? Well, now, beginning in September of 2023, you know, one of the clear missions of Heart Tug is to offer Christian coaching to those people who come to us. And so if you donate to us, you know, a donation of $100 a month will allow me to help a couple of people, you know. You know, on average, just so you guys know, on average, an hour of coaching is about $125 an hour. And that's at the low end. And so I'm setting our ministry up to be a place where we can do that for people who need it. And usually those people who need it and who are willing to do the work, sometimes they don't have the income, but maybe you can help them. Maybe you can help me help them and put towards that and become a pillar of our community so that we can actually help more people. In 1 week alone, I received 30 requests for help. 30, that's a lot of people, you guys. You know, I know a lot of people in the helping professions, and just to give you an idea, most of my friends who are therapists, they have waiting lists that are a mile long, and the average wait for people to get in to see a therapist when they call anywhere is well over a year. So it's closer to 2 years at this point. And those are the people who want help. Now, the people who don't want help, they're not going to look for it. But, you know, I'm looking to help people who reach out for help. And so our new podcast is going to be able to also be a resource to help people who maybe, you know, can't even afford anything. And maybe they just need to tune into podcasts and get some encouragement that way. So that is my goal, and that is my heart with what we're doing here at Heart Tug. And I just wanted to make that announcement today. And I also want to tell you, you know, that if you're one of our long-term friends who've tuned into the show for years now and you've listened to what we do, you know what? I want to tell you that you have made a difference in my life in more ways then you know. You know, I could not do this show with as much love and work that I put into it if I didn't have you out there listening to it. You know, and so the handful of you that I do hear from once in a while, and who I interact with on Facebook, and you've become friends of mine, especially those of you who are in our Daily Disciples community and those of you who I've been in Bible studies with, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being my friend. Many of you have become my personal friends. You know, and you know I pray for you, and I am grateful for your prayers for me. You know, I think what some of you might not realize though is this is my ministry. This is what God has called me to. This is not a hobby to me. This is genuinely what I do, and I think that the few of you that have helped us financially, I know that the Lord is going to reward you greatly for having partnered with us, because there's definitely fruit. It's just that sometimes the nature of what we do, I can't tell you what the fruit is because it's confidential. Sorry, I had to stop my thing, and so there's a little gap there. But the other thing I wanted to let you know is I'm not going to be deleting the archives of the show. The archives will remain up, and I will tell you that if something major happens and there is a special need for me to do a Bible News radio show in the future, I will tell you that I am more than welcome and more than welcome. I am more than welcome. I am more than willing to do a special show once in a while. So, you know, so I will have this still up, and I will definitely announce that if and when that happens in the future. So my archives will be here. You'll still be able to get in touch with me the same way. We still have mobile app, and I will be putting new content inside our mobile app as well. But for now, as of August 1st, 2023, I just want to let you know that I believe with all my heart that the Lord has called me to put an end to Bible News Radio and to walk a new path, and that path is one that will be walking with other people and helping them, coaching them towards. That's my dog. Yeah, it is. Coaching them towards. There's a part of me that's really annoyed right now that he did that because he's just making a ton of noise, but whatever. But, you know, anyway, my goal is that we will be coaching them towards, you know, a better walk with the Lord and spiritual health and emotional health and relational health and all that. So I think that there's going to be a lot of good things, and I think that a lot of you will hopefully benefit. All right, and had to pick Grover up and put him on my lap. Yep. Yeah, I did. Okay, anyway, the last thing I want to tell you in this little brief update is that I want to let you know that we will be, Randall and I will be doing another show together, kind of as the kickoff show. And so you'll get to hear from Randall. I'll let him, he will share some of his thoughts. And those of you out there who have listened to us and you've grown to love my husband and you've gotten his book, Illumine Me, and things like that, and have grown from his Bible teaching, I just want to say thank you. Because you know what? Randall's gifted by God, and I really believe he's got a gift, and I think many of you have been recipients of the knowledge and the wisdom the Lord's given him, and so I want him to be able to share his heart as well in a future episode when we finally sign off the show. So, to all of you out there who I know personally, who've become a part of my friend community and my Facebook community, you know I love you. Because if I didn't, I wouldn't have been doing this show as long as I have. But I also know that there is a time, and as I've been studying Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a time to uproot, right? And there's a time to plant. And I think we've planted Bible News Radio 20 years ago, and I think there's probably still some fruit from it, but I think it's also time to move on and do something more in line with my heart passion with coaching people and helping people in that way, because there's a big need. And so I would ask for you guys a couple of things. I would ask for you, number one, to pray for me. Put me down on your prayer list and email me and let me know you've got me down and you've committed to pray for me, because I need wisdom more than anything. And number two, I would ask that you would pray about donating to us so that we can help more people. I need wisdom to know how to raise funds for this so that we can help more people. And so those would be the two requests that I have. And lastly, if you would love to send me an email and tell me what Bible News Radio has meant to you and how it's impacted your life and changed it in any way, good or bad, let me know. Feel free to email me at my email, Stacy Harp, StacyHARP, at gmail.com. You can email me there, and I would be more than happy to read that. So, in my next show, though, I have a couple of things I'm going to talk to you about, maybe things you haven't heard lately. And we'll do a typical show in the next episode. But I wanted to put this out there just so you know kind of what's going on, give you a month to set into this. And again, just ask you for your prayer. So, thank you all. Don't forget, you can download our Heart Tug app. A lot of you have it, and I appreciate that. Keep it on your phone, and you'll be hearing from me. You will. You haven't gotten rid of me, just the show. So, actually, the show's not over yet, but it will be soon. So, thank you for tuning in. And remember, I always say this: be bold, stand up, and go with God because He loves you. And I will also add, go with God where He wants you to go. Because you know what? Maybe it's better than the place you are now. Think about that one. Till next time.